Okay, today is Daf Ayin Zayin. We're in Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Simcha Klein, Le'ilu Nishmas, his father, and Yitzchak from Paris. So we said yesterday, we were discussing how on earth it's possible to be able to bring the Log Shemen and have it satisfy, number one, a possible Matorah situation, or a possible not a Matorah situation, in which case it's going to be a Nedava. And we raised the following question, that there's a halacha that if something is supposed to be brought on the Mizbeah, any shirayim of that cannot be brought on the Mizbeah. And we said it's an issue of Baal Taktiru. So let's look at that Rashi inside. That we said, when are you going to, if you do the Haktara of the voluntary Nedava, you are not then allowed to sprinkle any of the Shena. Because once you use a carbon for one purpose, you can't use it for any other avoda. Remember we said that? So then we said, you're right, you put it up on the Mizbeach, Hashem ate it. You're treating it as firewood. The Rashi, V'i kod de'matan sheva, hechi matzil meisiv le'tu minei matan sheva. Once you put it up there, how can you then sprinkle the shemen? Why? Dilma nedavihi, maybe it's a nedavah, v'aktores hakomet haktara. The komet is in a haktara. The hanach havilahu shirayim. Then it becomes a shirayim. Right? In other words, I burnt a tiny amount, pizza amount, on the mizbeah. The rest of it I'm allowed to eat. What am I doing with this now? I'm taking it to sprinkle on the bottom of the Torah. The chihadar ma'ayil bidimenayhu, when I go ahead and use this shemen for something else, ka'avar mishol bal taktiru. It's an issue to do that. The ksiv, like it says, now, the reason I'm reading this Rashi is it's going to come up again. It says, Kichol Sa'ar, B'chol Devash, right? The high, and then it says in the passage there, Chol Sa'ar, Chol Devash, whatever it says over there, Mimenu is Yisevu. The word Mimenu there is extra. V'darshinan Bei Nami, we learn from there, Lo Saktiru, Kol Shemimenu Ishe Lashem. Whatever part of it is going to Hashem, the rest of it you can't use something else. Yesh b'chal hazeh kajim. What's included in that? Kajim, shari mincha, lechem aponim, shikarv mehem kvar le'ishim hayimurim. You've already used part of it. Achen ha-komet, same thing with the komet. Achen ha-bazichin, the spoons of frankincense. The kaimi, shirayim, b'bal taktiru. All that is included in the b'bal taktiru. B'hanach hazos, b'mokom haktara kaimi. The hazos, akan hazos, stand in the place of haktara. In other words, once I've done a haktara, how can I then do a hazah? How can I do that? So the answer, you're right, you can't do it. So you put it up on the mizbeach, Hashem ate them. Get it up there, Hashem ate them. Now we're up to the Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. It says, L'reach nichoach, hiat tamayla. It says, L'reach nichoach, you're not allowed to bring it up. Again, the way that it says like this. It says, the full pasuk reads, Karban Reishis Takrivu Osom Lashem. Karban Reishis, what does Karban Reishis mean? Karban Reishis Takrivu Osom Lashem. The pasuk before that, it'll just make sense if you look at the Chumash. Vayikra Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayikra Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Aleph says like this. Kol mincha, asher takrivu l'Hashem, any mincha, lo ta'asa chameis, don't make it chameis. Kichol ta'ar, any sourdough, v'chol devash, any honey, lo ta'ktiru mimenu, don't do that. Ishe l'Hashem. The next pasuk says, "Karban reishis takrivu osam l'Hashem." You should make them first offering to Hashem. What does that mean? Bel mizbeach lo yalim. Don't put them on the mizbeach. L'reach nichoach to be a reach nichoach. So what does it mean? What does that mean? So what the Gemara says like this: when the pasuk says, "Don't put dvash and sourdough on the mizbeach," so dvash is not beef honey; it's day honey. That you can't put on mizbeach. But such a thing as bikurim, which comes from day, that's rashis. Rashis bikurim. The pasuk says kol saor, sourdough. That's it. No, but it's talking about raw. Just idea. Honey, don't do it. There is something you can do with honey or date that's called dikur. Sourdough, don't bring on the mizbeach. But there is something you can. What's that? There is something you can do with sourdough, which is called the shtei lechem shavuot, which is called bikurim because it matters all the flour, the barley, whatever, the flour, right? The omer matir's flour, and the shtei lechem. So it's called reishis. That's what it means. Reishis, don't bring it on the mizbeach. Reishis bikurim. There is going to be something you can bring. Takrivu la'osam Hashem. Don't bring them on the mizbeach to be reach nichoach. That's the juxtaposition of these two pesukim. I hear what you're saying. That it's not go on the mizbeach. Fine, right? You have another problem with it? Okay. So, what does that have to do with anything? Is it ready? L'reach nichoach iat tamala. So to have a reach nichoach, you can't put something that doesn't belong there up there. But avla tamala l'shame eitzim. That's okay. You can put it up there for eitzim. That's not a problem. And that's what you're doing. Ay, bo'ik a shrayim. But the shrayim, the boy, l'michle. The shrayim have to be eaten. The ikka hach porta, the lo kamet alayhu. And there's a little bit, the part that went to the mizbeah, you haven't eaten. Right? The lo kamet alayhu. There's a portion. I'm sorry. So again, did a kamita. Now you're going to sprinkle the loaf. However, we said you don't have a full loaf. You did a kamita. So what do we say? Bring more. That more has never had a kamita done to it. Right? Bigahach porta the lo kamet alayhu. Right? Yeah. Right? So the Gemara says, so therefore what's the problem with that? The problem with that is, right? How can the Kohanim eat that? Exactly. So the Gemara says, "Deparikle, you redeem it." Redeem it? Look at Rashi, "Deparikle, the Omer." And you say it like this. You see Rashi for Omer for a little further down. For Omer, in any mitzorah, if he's not a mitzorah, b'halog nedava. And the log is in the dava, hareshe mahusafti shel tzarech. Then the part that I put on that I didn't need, mechulal al ma'os halol, should be transferred to these coins. I have shemen in a bowl, and now I say, if this is for a nedava, right? If it's for a nedava, then there's shirayim here that never had kmita. I'll eat it. What am I going to do? I'm going to transfer the kedusha onto coin, therefore it becomes chulin. Says Rashi, I, the kli sharetz ain mekadshin el midah. A kli sharetz only is mekadesh something if you want it to work. V'zeh lo nanul tov log amanas shek general lo inenu mitzorah. Here, if he's not a mitzorah, I don't want this to work. Therefore, lefikach yesh lo pidyon. Therefore, you have pidyon. Okay? So they go, wait a minute. Where do you do this? Deparik lehecha. Where do you do this? Igavoy. If you do it outside the Azara, then come ayah chulin Azara. You bring the chulin into the Azara. Why? Because you redeemed it outside. The e abroi, and if you did it outside, then ifsale biyote. It's possible because it's outside. So what's going on here? The Gemara says, by the way, because the whole ball's outside. So 99% of it is for sure Kodesh. So the Gemara says, L'olam gavoy. Really, it's outside. Inside. Right? Really, it's inside. And we said this already. B'chulam memela havim. It becomes chulam by itself. How does it become? You didn't make it chulam. You didn't bring chulam to the Azara. You had it Kodesh. Or it's a chatzi Kodesh. Now you're going to redeem it because you want to make sure you don't run into problems. Who gave you the right to redeem it? By the way, is the money inside considered a kulin shenichas of Azara? No. Money's not a problem. Why is money not a problem? You don't do anything with money. We said that yesterday. You're allowed to bring a pocket watch. You're allowed to bring your wallet. Putting aside, you know, issues of respect. You can bring your wallet. You can bring money. You can bring oil. Last of all, I wear it as a perfume around my neck. You can bring that in. It's not a problem. Is that what's happening here? I, Rav Shimon, Amos Nadim B'Shemen. I, the whole machloket, if you can even name a Nadim B'Shemen to begin with. So, Tikkun Egav Rashayni. Well, for a person, we allow it. To get the person to be tar, we allow it. Yosef Rav Rufumi Kameh Dravina, Yosef Bekamah Mishmeh Dravuna Bar Tachlifta, Nema Asham Zeh, Yehei Asham Toloi. Why don't we just say that this Asham of the Metorah becomes an Asham, should be an Asham Tolod? Right? Why don't we say that? Shema Mina, by the fact that we don't say that, Man Tana Depolik Lezer Rabbi Lezer, who argues in Rabbi Eliezer, who says in Kretas that if you want, you can bring an Asham Tolod every single day, because you're allowed to bring an Asham Tolod, even if you don't know that you need an Asham Tolod. I don't know I need an Asham Tolod. The stomach, the day doesn't go by, we don't do something wrong. Or you don't put yourself into a stomach where you did something wrong. So you want to bring an Asham Tolod every day? Go right ahead. Obviously, now people argue on him. Who argue on him? From Shimon right here. Why? This is even such a, this is a real suffix. And we still say not to bring an Asham Tolod. We still say not to bring one. Why? It's got to be a bad day that you need an Asham Tolod. Not a suffix. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Rav Shimon who Dama Amos Nadin Asham Tolod. We didn't make this into an Asham Tolod. We had a crazy way to be able to bring one to count the two without resorting to Asham Tolod. Amalei, what are you talking about? Torah. You're a Baal Torah. You're a Ben Torah. You said something wrong. You know why? Imri B'dichri Mechal Tila. You've mixed up a ram and a sheep. A ram and a whatever it Imri is. Asham Tolod is a ram. This Asham is the sheep. You can't compare a ram to a sheep. One's 1 year old, one's 2 years old. That's why we can't make this into an Asham Tolod. Maybe we would have. But another Metorah's Asham is different than every other Asham. So we can't turn it into an Asham. That's impossible. Why? It's too young. It's a year young. That might have been an option. But it's not an option because it's not Shayim. Okay? Good?
If the limbs of a chata get mixed up with the limbs of an ola get burnt, limbs of a chata get eaten. They got mixed up. So, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yitain Lamaila. You put them above, you put them on the mizbeach anyway. V'roa ani et batzar chatas lamaila k'ilu hein etzim. You treat them as if they're firewood. Again, you can't treat them as if they're a chata, because you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to burn chatas for no reason. And you can't eat them all because olas can't be eaten. So you pretend they're firewood. V'chacham omer, no way. Tavar tzurata. Let them sit around until they rot. Like you said. They're meat. They'll rot away. Then, v'yotel l'beis ha-sreifa. Then, you take it to the beis ha-sreifa. My time at the Rebbe Eliezer. What's the reason for Rebbe Eliezer's opinion? Amar Kra. Pasuk says, what's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, that you can put up the firewood. So we just said the two psukim. It says, El Mazdech Lo Yalu L'Reach Nicholach. You can't bring those things to be Reach Nicholach. What things? Dvash and Sa'ar. You can't bring them to Reach Nicholach. Now, that pasuk doesn't say anything about Dvash and Sa'ar. It says, Rashis be carbon Rashis Takriv Osam Hashem. El Mizbech Lo Yal L'Reach Nichoach. Says Rabbi Eliezer, I'm separating this pasuk from the previous pasuk, and Stam L'Reach Nichoach Tiat Tamayla. Aval Tamayla Shem Eitzim. That I could do. V'Rabbanan. No. Mir Machmana Osam. The Torah said Osam. Osam Hu Tiat Tamayla. Those you can't bring. What those? Dvash and Sa'ar you can't bring. Aval Tamayla Shem Eitzim. Those you could bring for Eitzim. I will meet the Achmini low, but everything else under the sun, you can't even do that. Only Dvash I could treat as Eitzim. Why? Because the Torah says, don't bring Osam L'Reach Nichoach. But if it's not Reach Nichoach, if it's for firewood, no problem. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says Osam. See Osam? It's where the fat lines are, like halfway down there. It says, Bresh is the Kruxiv. In the beginning of the Pasuk it says, Carbon ratio takrivu osam. Vasa or vashkoi. It's going on the honey and the sourdough. Pita Parishas Lael. Like we said yesterday, like we just said at the top of the page. Ma Yeshul Chalahav, you may hand Shtei Alechem, and that's the Or. You bring Shtei Alechem from the Or, Shehi Reishit, Lechala Menachos, right? Ubikurim Menadvash, Bel Mizbeach Lo Yalu. That you can't, but they can't go on the Mizbeach by themselves. Avalatamayalu has Chen Shein Eitzin. Basin, I could do it. What about Chas Eslim? No way. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, Osam, what is it with Osam, of course, Eliezer. Osam, who the rabbi, the chakevesh kimizbeach. He uses the word Osam to include, if the, I don't know why, if the limbs reach the mizbeach, that's good enough. Avol midiach mini lo. But no other thing would be good like that. Rabbanan tarti mashma mine. And the rabbanan hold both, they imply both of these dinim from the same words Osam. Fine. Now we say like this. Good, so far so good. So it's not a hard task at all. Masnitin deloki haitana. Our Mishnah is against the following brayta, the Tanya, because the brayta says like this. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo nechleku Rabbi Eliezer v'chacham mal ibri chatas shenaz arbu b'ibri ola. There's no machlokas. When chatas gets mixed up with ola. There's no machlokas about that. Sheyakrivu. Everybody will agree that could be put up there as firewood. V'roveya v'nirva shelo yakrivu. If it's roveya or nirva limbs, animals that were roveya, that everyone agrees is not allowed. What's the difference? We'll see in a minute. What? I'm sorry. What's the difference between that and the next thing we're going to read? Alma nechlaku. What is the machlokas about? Al ivri ola tamima. Shenaz arbu be ivri ola balas mum. That ola's got mixed up with mum. What's the difference between mum and a nirva? We'll see in a minute. She Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yakribu. Rabbi Eliezer says no problem at the mum. And I'll view them as firewood. The Chachamim lo yakrivu, they can't be brought. The Amish doesn't say that at all. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, Maishna, Rabbi Avinirva, the lo chazi, palas mum, nami lo chazi. What's the difference between firewood, between mums and nirvat? What's the difference? Ravuna, you know the difference? There's a difference. The Duke and Sheba Ayin. Talking about our school as a cataract. Okay? Some zik in the eye. You know what? That's a mum. That's not really a mum. Yeah, it's a mum. Baliba Derbe Akiva, the Amma who said, Im Alu, Lo Yarzu. If you brought an animal like that, Lo Yarzu, don't take it down. Why? That's not such a mum. That's a very, very small, insignificant mum. A mum it is. Derbe Akiva said, Im Alu, Lo Yarzu. That's why I hold. Says Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda, explaining him. If olas got mixed up with olas that have these types of mums, no big deal. A roveya and a nirva? Absolutely not. That's absolutely not. Those are usher through and through. But if it has a mum, that's a big deal. This kind of mum, big deal. Right? After all, if Akiva said, Im olu lo yarzu. And the Gemara is going to say, if Akiva said that, it's Yehuda. He said that. He never said that. He said lechila. Is going to answer in a second. Exactly. Here we're talking about lechila. Well, look at the Tosafot. Right. Well, that's the Gemara's question in a second. Well, before we get to that question, look at Tosafot. He says hachab b'duk and shabayin. Look at the fourth, the bottom line. Akati kasha. See it there? Akati kasha. Tosafot. Don't bother. Zika kama mumin to lo pas. There are so many moments that are in this category that they're not really a moment, you know, more insignificant. But my knock is the Duke of Shavayim. Why do you always pick that one? How can you always pick that one? Bechain begitted. Also, Bechain begitted. Also in Gittin. Where's also in Gittin? In Kamsa Bar Kamsa's story. Also says Bechain begitted. How are you supposed to know a 96th plot of Gittin, what he's talking about? Right? Bechain begitted. Also, how did I know that? Because the Matisse said it. Bechain begitin, also in Gittin. Havi Marti Lemishni, Mum of Makamacha. Why didn't he pick a different Mum? Why always that one? So it's not you know, you're not going to doctor this Kasha. He's just pointing out, we always took the same Mum. So I thought, you know why? Maybe because it's very easy thing to make a Mum like that. But I can't say it's very easy. What's he going to do? Make some internal Mum? How's he going to do that? Right? I'll make a nick in the eye. Such an easy thing to do. Right? But Kasha's just, you know, just pointing out, like, look, why always that one? All right. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Hey, my dumb Rabbi Akiva. When did Rabbi Akiva say his din? that since these moments are very insignificant, im olu yardu, di'i'adai, bidi'adai, fine. B'chadchila, mi amar? B'chadchila, you can do this? So the anti-Zionist is rejected. So amar papa, hachamai skinan, no, you know what the thing is? Kiyon sh'olu adabi kevesh. Put it on the ramp. Look at Rashi. Little second line. Right. Kivan de Rabbi Akiva. Since Rabbi Akiva holds. Lo yardu menam ezdeyah. Don't take it down. Hani malan lechatzila mikavesh lemezdeyah. The kevesh is good enough. The kai malan kishem shemezdeyah mekadesh kach kevesh mekadesh. Says the Gemara. Ihachi. If that's true, then ba'anayhu ba'inayhu. Why do you need a mixture? What do you need a mixture for? Take a mum, take an animal with a mum, put it on the ramp. Now that it's on the ramp, it can stay on the mizbeach too. What do you need a mixture for? Right? What do you need a mixture for? So you might say, oh, you know, you have to have a mixture. You know why? It goes out of a pasuk. Ella, time of Rabbi Elezer, miyat machrona, mum bum. The pasuk says, this is in Reyechu Kafei, probably a MR over there, it says, miyad ben echar, lo sakrivu, es lechem elokechem, we call ele, listen to this, ki mashkasam, bohem mum bum. That's very wordy. Very wordy. Mashchasam bohem mum bum. Mum bum. Who do lo yertu? A mum is no good. Ha'ai the tarubas yertu, but tarubas it is good. That's why you can't put it by itself. You have to have a tarubas. For a banan, what does a banan do with the word mum bum? Mum bum, who do lo yertu? Ha'avar mumum yertu. Yeah, if you have a mum. What if the mum is temporary? What if the mum's not going to be around? That's okay. Temporary mum, right? Rebbe Lazar, mi bum bohem. They learn out that a temporary mum is good from the mi bum bohem. Rabbanan, bum bohem, well, darshu. No, they don't darshan that. Now, ihachi, if all that is true, what do you mean, roeh? The Mishnah said, now the Mishnah was talking about chatas mixing up with ola. The Brisa said, it's not what it was talking about. It's talking about ola than mum ola. What do you mean, roeh? I'm going to view it as if, what do you mean, roeh? Harachmana, the Torah said it's fine. Right? The Torah said it's fine. What do you mean, roeh? I'm going to view it as, what do you mean, I'm going to view it as if? The Torah said it's fine. So the Gemara says, right. L'dibreichem ka'amar lehu. Rabbi Eliezer was talking to the Chal. L'didi, according to me, Rachmana Asher, I hold the Torah said it's fine. L'didku, but according to you, Odili Miyas, won't you concede to me, Basar Bailas Mum Ke'etim Dami? That a balmum is fine. Me did the havi a basar chatos. No different than a chatos. The rabbanon. No, it's a big difference. Says the rabbanon. Hacha meishi by a balmum. It's ma'us. What does ma'us mean? Ma'us means it's repulsive. Hacha hasam by a chatos. Lo meishi. Not repulsive. It just shouldn't be burnt. It shouldn't be burnt. Why shouldn't it be burnt? Because it could eat it. I but there's something. So it's not repulsive. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ibrin b'Ibrin. We did this Mishnah already on Shabbos and Sunday. We went through this in depth, which is why there's very little Gemara on it, because we did it already. Ibrin b'Ibrin. Limbs got mixed up with other limbs. Now, one limb of a mum got mixed up with 100 limbs of kosher animals. Bale mumin. One limb got mixed up with 100 good ones. Rabbi Elezer Omer, im karav rosh echad mehem, yakrivu kol rosh. If you brought one, shouldn't have done that. If you did it, we then will allow you to bring all 100. Why? Because it's on Shabbat. Because Menat Torah is such a thing called bittul berov. That one that's wrong is batal in the rov that's good. There's 100 good, one no good, it's batal. However, Midrabanan, we don't allow it. Why? Various reasons. It's chashav, it's special, karbanos, kachav. All these reasons are chavos from Achman. That's the answer. That's fine. You know what? If you brought one without, and the Shita B'Kabet doesn't point out, you, it's only when you don't ask permission. What do I do here? You didn't ask that question. What did you do? You didn't know. You didn't know such a thing as a Midrabanan. So you said, ask people for Rav, I'll go bring one. You brought one. Now that you've brought one, we will say, that's the one that was awesome. That's the one that was awesome. Ah, the 99% chance is not the one. Right? It'll make a difference. since Min HaTorah is Batal Baro, so Midrabanan will say that's the one that's no good. Okay?
That's the one. Remember?
Now, same thing. The Kirayim. Same thing with the Kirayim. Shalach and Mehem. Yakriv Rukal HaKirayim. You bring them all. If you brought one, different part of the body. You bring them all. The Chom Omer Afilu Kor V'Kul of Chutz Meyachet. Even if you brought all of them, except for one, you brought 99. Yotze Leisha Tzreifa. So 100, you do not bring. Why? Suffolk. Maybe it's Bobal Mom. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar the Amorah is commenting on Rabbi Elazar the Tana, Lo Hichsh Rabbi Elazar El Shnayim Shnayim. He only mastered two at a time. In other words, he had 100, and one fell in. They have 101. The Kohen brought one. We'll say, says Rabbi Eliezer, we'll say that's the one that was no good. Now you can bring all the 100 now, right? You have to bring them two at a time. Why? Abel Echad Echad Lo. One at a time is no good. Rashi, he said this. Rashi said the exact same thing on Shabbos. He didn't understand it then. He don't understand it now. Why? What does Rashi say? Zug, you hear Shabbos? So, Zug, Yakriva. Bring them out a pair at a time. The Ikkel Meimar, because you could say, Migu Dahai Lav Isu Ruhu. One of these two is for sure not us. Why? There's only one's us. So one of the two is for sure not us. Hai Nami Lav Isu Ruhu. The other one's also not us. Why should that be? Why is that? I don't know. What do you mean by that? I don't know. The Surah Azalei Bahu Tekarav Kodav Shinimla. Where is the Yisra one? It's the first one you brought. That I agree with. I have no problem with that. You want to attribute the puzzle one to the first one you brought? I have no problem with that. What do you mean now? But Abel Echad Echad, if you bring each one individually, Lekam Migu Lo. You don't have a Migu, so no, you can't do it. I don't understand that Migu. You didn't understand the Shabbat, you don't understand it today. Masa Verbirbia. Right, what about the other one? So it's a something. It could be the not good one. I understand. So you still have one that's no good. What's the difference if it's one out of two or one out of one? I know. No! Hatov is Bittul Baro. They don't have a row, we have two. It's not a row. That's a problem. I don't have two. I bring it two at a time. 50% chance. That's not a row. I understand. So, a little bit, we're going to get to that tomorrow. A little bit. Very little. As a matter of fact, it's not coming up tomorrow. Boss of Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi asked the following question. Wait a minute. How could you say that Rabbi Eliezer holds that to be two at a time? The Chachamim Omrim, Afilu Karpu Kulun Chutz Me Echad Mehen, Yotzal Beis Faithful. Even if you bring one, even if you bring all of them, but one, I hold, it goes to Beis Faithful. Which is Mashma, that Rabbi Eliezer holds, it could be brought. It's only one. So, I'm a lower beer, but I said, no, Asperlach, you know what it means? Mayachad, it means Zog Echad, it means one pair. That's what it means. It means one pair. Okay? We shall stop here, and we will tomorrow. There's no point doing the mission now. We're going to have to repeat it again tomorrow because it's very, very Yisodistic. It's the whole Gemara. So we'll stop now. But very small Gemara with a lot to say. It's not hard, it's a lot to say, but we'll do our best. Everybody have a very good day.